Blog Talk Radio.
Choir, it's your time to come in soft now. Come on.
Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight class is the frequency behind the number of God and Christ. And as always, we have Brother Eddie that will be leading the class. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. And I'm going to play another song, and then we can get started.
Okay.
Okay. This is for you and the class. But with
they say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Dr. Funkenstein, they call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Are you ready out there? Let me hear you sing it for me one time, y'all, before it gets hot. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds.
With the
my hip bone connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Are you ready out there? We're gonna do it one more time, and I want everybody to sing it this time. Hey, hold on, do it again. Speaking, when I start churning, burning and turning, it'll make your atoms move so fast expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby,
can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that?
Eat it. Hey, Horn. Hey, fellas, I want y'all to hold it right there. We're going to give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're going to hold this groove shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight. Hey,
everybody! come on. I drop the fucking sign here. Put out your private dedicated to the preservation of the fucking gift. Put out the paradigm.
No. No. We'll be right back.
Well, now we bring in our own doctor, Dr. Funky Numbers. You with me?
Yes, I am. I was on mute. You know, give me a second once you say it. I'm still coming down from the music of the muses for me dealing with Parliament. And we're going to touch on that number anyway because we always do, dealing with Parliament and the number behind the words. Because, again, hopefully tonight's class family will help break spells. Break the con that we've been conned into for so long, which are now the rules we have been programmed to play by when we use each and every word. Yes. So I'm just, the music, again, Dr. Funkenstein, which for me, I would be PP, Professor P, and P is P-H-U-N-K, Professor Funk. So for me, that's who I am to the family, because even my degree is from the Creator. It has nothing to do with these words. When we hear that we are so, we're so attached to and attached by. But let me digress. And it's been a minute. So family, forgive me for going on without acknowledging you. As always, ashe to the ancestors. Namaste to the elders, and peace, respect, and much love to the family and listening audience for your time and space that you are sharing with us at this moment in time. It is greatly appreciated. And remembering, again, even the dates line up when we find whatever word you. As for me, any words I want to use, they're there. We just have to find them. And in finding them, you see God and Christ in everything. As I mentioned in a class before, I see God in everything. And it's dealing with the words. And it's because of the words that we are so attached to that we don't receive the message that we're supposed to receive by number of God and Christ. And I know how we have been set up to when we hear certain words, certain ways, it turns people off, or it turn you off. We ain't worried about people. We worried individually, now getting self together. It will turn you off in a way because they've been misrepresented. And we already know those who represent the Creator, the Most High, the Heavenly Father, Mother God, who represents them wrong, we hear it in the Word. But more profoundly, as the class's title, it was too long for me to really put what I wanted to put, but it's basically the frequency and power behind the number of the word of God in Christ. Because, again, by not seeing God in the words of English that we've been given is the program of the spells of the occult itself. Because we really are dogmatic. When we say a word, we stuck, we're trapped, we're bound to the, each and every word by its definition. And I didn't acknowledge, I hope that the family had a beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, and awesome holiday. See, because once we truly realize that every day is a holiday, but when we are stuck on the word holiday by anybody else's definition, when people start talking etymology, that's still somebody else's definition of the word, regardless of what language it came from. We speak in English. Let's stay with the number so the number leads you like it leads me, because it will lead you on a different path. Just like your journey, this journey that you're on, it'll take you on a path once we recognize the number behind each of these words that we say, that basically is the rules of the spells behind the program of the word of English. As I said, it's a con. Because even that word, by its definition, has people saying that word by that definition and that definition alone, stuck, trapped, and bound by the definition of a word. When we see the number, and by the way, con comes to six. Six comes to rules. Rules come to spells. And the spells are the word. All of them are six. That's the con. But we stuck on con, and we don't see the control that people have taken over one's own thought by the word and the manifestation of the words we put the energy in by speaking it into existence. Let me again digress a little bit and give a acknowledgement to those who had a great influence in my life, which starts with Dr. Delby Blair. And Dr. Delby Blair, as normal, is at the tail end of my life, the tail end of his life here on this planet Earth, but the tail end of my life, which is a new beginning, the full circle, to give acknowledgement to an individual that people hear me talk about all the time would be Bruce Lee. Happened Monday, November 27th, was his Earth Day. I shared a brother Kwame. He had two relatives also that birthdays, Earth Days, fell on November 27th. So that even rang more powerful to me, because that spiritual day of recognition of Bruce and that energy was reflected from the power of this beaver moon that we had that just passed, that started on November 27th. Deeper, when you see the numbers, you see November 27th or 11-9, or let's reverse it, 9-11. It gets deep, but when we only see, just like with the word, by its definition, keeps us one way by its direction and description of the definition. When we see it by the number, there's no limitation. And this is what the program of each and every word has did to one's brain. It limits us. When I stated every day is a holiday, I reflected to today's date. Today's date, if nobody thought about it, is November 29th. 29. 2 plus 9 is 11. November is the 11th month. 11-11. you add the year 2023 is a 7. So add it up, 11, 11 plus 7 gives you an 11, another 2. So this day could also be looked at as 11, 11, 11, which that reference comes to a 6. And we just talked about the con of the rules of the spells behind the program is the word. All of that is 6. Do we see things just one way? Because even in the description of today's date, I just gave various ways because that 11-11 by itself is every. 2023 to 7 is day, every day. Well, what is every day? It's God consciousness. 11-11, which is 4, God is 13, 4. 2023, which is a 7, consciousness is 52 or 7. How do we keep seeing these things every day? Every day has a message, but we only see it the way it's presented through conditioning perception of the words of situations that happen. Because when we get behind the title of the class tonight, please, family, if you're not downloading this, please get your pencils, pens, and paper, your notebook, because this is really a class tonight.
I say do both. Take notes and download.
Oh, okay, great. See, because again, this is a written, your notes are no more than written records of documents that you have in front of you that nobody can take off the computer, can't no flash drive that you copy on, get lost, get stole, get damaged, malfunctions. When you got the notes hard copy, baby, you got it right there at hand. So this is the reference to old school and new school. Use them both. Use them both. Yeah. But when we start to see as using that today's date with all the variables, every day is a holiday. Because when we look at the word holiday, where does your conditioning perception of the word holiday by the definition, description, and direction, it takes you, and some of us get stuck saying I ain't celebrating no damn holiday. Yes, you are. If you embrace the air you breathe, you just seeing it one way and can't see it from anything else other than the man's description of his definition. You are the dictionary. It's your mental prowess. As the song says, we love to love you, Frankenstein. Your funk, your thought is the best. Take my mind and give me the mind to think with the rest. That's what we're doing. We're giving information to your mind that will unlock the program that must be deprogrammed before it is reprogrammed. Thank you again, Parliament, for those beautiful lyrics. So let me back up, slow down again, and give you the opportunity, Sister Antoinette, to bring in any current events that you wanted to talk about before we get started with the class.
Okay, yes. I have one. I was hoping that Brother Kwame would be here for this one. But I had searched and I have found where there are cities that you can buy.
Hello, there what?
Cities and towns.
Cities and towns,
yes.
You can buy? Okay.
Yes. And we're always talking about you know, we should have our own and things like that. So I was thinking, all right, now, we get one of these cities and they're from, you know, different ones between the East Coast and the West Coast, okay? So it's 12 cities that you can buy. So if we brought a city, if we're really truly serious about we want to be on our own, we want to separate, then what would stop us from buying one of these cities? And how many people would truly, truly want to get out of this system and to create our own in a city of our own? Does anyone have any thoughts on that?
It's a great thought, Sister Antoinette. It's been talked about, thought about, you know, ran around in different circles for a very long time. You know, Dr. Claude Anderson, you know, had a plan over in Detroit, Michigan. You know, we can go through a lot of people with a lot of great ideas that are still plausible today. But the thing, as you said, will people be willing to basically do it? And I've always been the component of, we can't do nothing until the person starts with themselves inside to really commit and be disciplined by the things that they should be doing. If we can't do that for self, if we talking about I'm trying to stop smoking, we still have addictions of this, be it sex, be it food, be it spending, be it drugs. It's an addiction is everything, but that's by number. Understanding, I'll get into that later, that when we say, because the key that I want to reveal to the people is the number behind the word that reveals God in Christ is the power. That frequency of the number behind these words have power. And what I'm going to do with the list that we give tonight will let people know that you are innately tied to these words by the number. Just because you don't know the number means nothing. The key is that once we become aware of this, we know why. We resonate with all of these hundreds of words. Because I stopped counting. I know I got over 100 words that comes to four, and over 100, I say over 150 that comes, and that's, I stopped writing because it's thousands of words that come to the number and the power and frequency of the word of God and the word of Christ behind the number. We say them every day. We tie to them, and we don't even recognize them. That's just like saying you don't recognize Christ, Jesus, when you see him, but you're hollering his name. But you only see Jesus by a thought, a program that has been given to you a particular way from a story. And until we unlock from each and every word, we can't unlock from the story because we're tied to it by the preconceptions of the conditioning of the education and the tradition that we've been locked to, even with our own families. Tradition. No number there, just the word. And by the word, we flock to it. The blind leading the blind. And don't know how to place Christ or Lucifer behind that blind leading the blind. Because we don't see it. By the number, by the word, we're blind. We're stuck, trapped, and bound by all of these words. And then runs to somebody else's dictionary for clarity. Dictionary has a number. We better wake up. It's a mental health crisis. Mental health comes to dictionary, family. We can't see it. because all we hear is a word or words and don't tie it together. We can't connect the dots because we only have a word, each and every word that we've been given. And I've been pushing it, and I will continue. This is my assignment. Ain't no damn mission. Ain't no job. It's a spiritual assignment that I've been assigned to. See, that's my calling. Everyone has one. Find yours. Stop pushing an agenda, even by the words that we've come accustomed to believing in so much, because that's the energy through the conversation that gives it power. We're giving too much power. So back to the thought that you gave, Sister Antoinette, it's beautiful. But when we can't come together to find out who we are by using English, the occult, we've been taught it. We still don't know how to use it. Because the word of God, God being with the word, and the word is God, of God, by God, we don't see God and none of it. By the number, that's what's been the war. The writing, arithmetic, and reading. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. We're in a war, and we don't see how to use the arithmetic that it's talking about. The war starts with you. War is won. You are won. You are in the business of war. Business is won. Your first business is to know. Know is won. Thyself. That's the war. We don't even know ourselves by the number, because they ain't never taught you by the word. Listening to my brothers and sisters, we're using the words and not seeing or knowing, studying the numbers behind this English occult language that we've been taught. I love it because our connection, even with the word, not knowing the number, we're still saying the right things. But the conviction would even be more, have more energy because of what's been seen by the number of the word and how you are able to connect each word by the con of the program that we've been taught. So, digressing again, Sister Antoinette, you can go to the next current event.
Okay, well, if I can say one thing on this current one. If we all put our money together, I mean, they have some as low as $1 million. Now, if we can all put our money together, why can't we buy it? You know, why can't we say in a year's time, we're going to buy a city? You know, and everyone save up, you know, don't do frivolous spending, and I'm one who does frivolous spending. So that would be something that, you know, okay, I can't do this now because I want to buy, you know, I want to partake in this city. And then my questions are, will we allow people of other races in? For me, I have children that are biracial. Is that going to create a problem? You know, what's going to be the stance of what our standard would be? And then we'll know how deep a person can go into this, if they will. I mean, because for me, if I couldn't have biracial grandchildren there, then it would be no, I couldn't be there. So these are things that I think that we need clarity on so that we would know, and then we'll know if we should proceed or not. And we have a caller, and I believe this is Brother Kwame. Oh, wait a minute. No, we don't. I'm sorry. That's your hand, Brother Eddie. But so those are things that I would really be interested in knowing, you know, where was that, how deep would that go? You know, if we come to where, you know, everyone set, you know, start setting aside your frivolous spending to do this.
Easier said than done. Like I said, this has been talked about, you know, for a very long time. The first thing that I would get to you, because, again, we're talking just like I would talk to any other person, individual, any family member on the phone. You got to get past this color thing. You talking about biracial. That's insignificant. See, all of these things, when I hear us talk about things like that's insignificant. See, it means not. If we talking business, see.
Sure, we are, but as far as what's going to come into the community.
No, I'm saying when we're talking business has no color. Color and race is a game. That's part of the five of Christ that I'm talking about. We don't recognize by the number what number of the word comes out of our mouth. We can't connect it to nothing else, even dealing with God. God, we just talked about it last class, paid reparations. Can we really get into the number and stick them in our head? That's what we're talking about tonight, the power behind the frequency and word of God paid in Christ, reparations. See, we still looking the wrong. We looking left when we should be looking right. Because they got the misconception of the words being used, how we can't even figure this out yet. We ain't figured English out. And we still trying to talk about buying a city. We in basic training, baby. We still in grammar school because people, we haven't caught up. A lot of people, we haven't caught up. We still playing catch up because of the misconception behind the words. Just them studying us alone and seeing that we still talking about these same silly things that for hundreds of years we've been talking about. And we ain't got it together because we didn't have the one thing in common. Numbers don't lie. And we ain't been doing the arithmetic because we haven't figured out what we counting. It ain't about counting no money. You are the money. What's the middle three letters in that word money? My own natural energy yield. The middle three letters in money is one, family. You are the damn one. You the money. Money is 11. Black is 2. Money is 2. 11. You the money. You always have been the first people on this planet. But because we're speaking a language that is not even conducive to what we've been taught, because we've been taught the wrong way with these words and not how to see through the words, behind the words, between the words, dealing with the numbers that don't lie. Why don't they lie? Because when you add it up, you can see that every day, the holiday, when we say holiday, people get into whatever holiday is being talked about and not that particular day. Holiday is 22, that's 4. God is 4. We're talking about the power of the numbers of God in Christ. This is why people are stuck on a holiday. And the spending, as you said, frivolous. How can you really talk about a plan of doing something? You just let the people know that you have that problem of being frivolous spending. You have that. So how can I expect people to hear what I'm saying, that I haven't taken the discipline and the time to get myself together first before I even bring this to a platform, so when people look at me, because, again, the negativity comes quick. That's life. People going to look at that real quick. You ain't doing it. What you doing? You talking about what you spend on, what you be doing, what you how you spend your money, stuff you still got tags on, you got stuff in your house. No. That's why it starts with the first business starts with self. And you'll know the business mind people when you talk to them. They reveal it through their conversation. It's simple as that. For me, it's the number behind what they're saying. I've been saying it for years now. In a couple of years, I can say a decade using these numbers. Thank you, Dr. Blair, again. But that full circle for me and understanding that four and five, that God and Christ, it's all connected when I brought up Bruce Lee. Because it started mentally to get into the physical side and then hit that spiritual side. That's the last side that Dr. Blair gave me. But that first five, it was called Marshall 22 Arts 19, 22 plus 19, 41, ding, 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 the five. I got five on it. I had no idea I'd be coming back on the spiritual level behind the words that I've been doing for over 50 years dealing with martial arts. 50, the five again, 50. 50. Plead the fifth, five. So beautiful idea. But even when we bring things out, we got to start with self first. And start disciplining ourselves so we can use those lessons that we've gained along the way to give and insert in our story and what we're giving to get the people's heads right so they could look at you or hear you if they can't see you and feel what you're doing. Hearing that you're doing the right things. When we talk about the holiday, we celebrate it every day. And I give everybody this. We celebrate it. I'm going to give you even those who don't. We celebrate it. But it holiday by number is four. Truth is four. Everybody don't celebrate the damn truth every day. I do. And it's by the number of the word because truth is God. By the same number. But when we say one word bounds you. You can't see God behind a tree. By number, God is tree. You can't see God behind water. Water is 22, tree is 22. Both of them are four. God is four, 13. We say it, but we don't really see the connection of God being water. And what is water? Consciousness and memory. God consciousness. Water has consciousness. Water is God. But when we only see God consciousness, and it's that we see each word by its definition, we stuck, bound, and trapped. See God in everything. The first song that you bought, my old spirit was like, one of these Jesus songs. And my new spirit said, thank you. Because you know what you've been learning. You know what you've been learning. Because the light source of learning the information is all Jesus. When I was stuck on my preconception of Jesus, I got tired of hearing the same thing from years from the preachers who gave them the same sermon with the same cadence. But this new information through the numbers and seeing the connection that Jesus is nine. Light is nine. That's why Jesus is the light. Source is nine. Learning is nine. Information is nine. It's all the nine. It's the book of your life. You are the movie. But we have more details in explaining a damn movie than the movie of our life. Which is the true information. That's your square. Stay in your lane. But we all over the place because we don't see. That place starts right there in your brain. Place is 14 to 5. Holy place. Holy is mind. Holy is mind. Place is brain. My brain is your holy place. But when we see holy place by somebody else's story or definition, that's where we stuck. Bound, trapped. See, when I see Jesus now, I see and hear a number that gives me the information source of my life. Stories of Christ are the examples of what I can, will become, am becoming through the information that has been buried deep underneath and behind the words. And all behind is revealed. It's the revealing of the numbers. That's what's behind everything that's been given. Even seeing revealed is 23. Behind is 23. That's why we behind, because it has not been revealed. But this is revelations. Everything has to be revealed. See, because that con has conned your word, and even your word by the definition that has been con, not knowing that that program of the con in your word, that your word is bond. And it ain't your word. It's not your word. The word is the definition that it's been given to, and that's the way we stuck with the word that we use, each and every word. I say God, people get twisted and bent out of shape, not seeing that God is truth. That's what I'm talking about. By the number of God, that's truth. That's the true protection. That's what God is for. Truth is for. Protection is for. Anyway, let me slow down, let you get to that next current event so I can get with the show, because basically, hopefully, the spirit is on me, and spirit is God. That's why they say the spirit of God. The spirit is for 31. That's God there. That's why you're in the spirit of God. When you're in truth, that's the spirit. That's the freedom that we all talk about. But we're talking about somebody else's freedom, because what I try to reveal is that what I see with the numbers behind the words, you are supposed to see a different group of numbers with the words that lead you a different way. That's the angle.
Yes, we have a call. We have a call. Okay. We did have two. We had another one he dropped. I believe this is Brother Kwame. 706.
Good evening, Sister. Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir, Elder. How you doing this evening?
I'm very grateful. I can hear you, and you're in rare form. You sure you ain't got a pulpit? You standing up there all?
No, I'm not standing on a pulpit, but I'm standing, and I'm on the wings of the prayers that's been given to all of us through these different frequencies of our ancestors. That's in the air. It's in the atmosphere. It's right here,
you know,
with us, and all we have to do is reach in the ether and pull it down, become attached to it, because we breathe it each and every day. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And, you know, I heard something the other day, and it's most powerful. And I think, Sister Antoinette, you can help me out. Because when they were crossing the lake and Jesus was laying there and all of them were in the boat and the seas started tossing, you know, the waves got high and the boat started tossing, and they woke him up, woke Jesus up and told him, you know, that they were afraid that they were going to die. The boat was and then what did he get up and say?
Peace
be still. And see, the part that we're doing, because you're saying we need to pray. They were praying, and they had fear. But when he got up, he did what? He commanded.
Yes.
See,
yes.
See, it's a difference in praying and commanding. We have to understand that we can command. The universe has to do what we're asked it. The part of it is commanding what you believe you should be achieving. And when you command it, you put more energy behind it. That's what I'm asking Brother Eddie. Prayer and command, what are the numbers?
Give me a second. Prayer is 21.
Okay.
So that's
now what's command.
So give me 1 second. I'm going to misplace my pen because that's not a word that I should know.
We don't use. But
don't
the military
use
it. Military
that's
uses
right.
it. They command you to do this. I command you to do it. You give commandments to people in authority. You have commandment. They give commands, people in authority. They don't give a prayer command. See, this
command
words
is 13. Command is 13.
What did you say God was?
13.
A 4.
Yep.
So both of them is a 4.
That's it. That's it.
See, that's why they use the word command, and what's prayer?
Prayer.
A 4.
Prayer.
That's the 5.
What's that?
Prayer.
I said 5.
Prayer.
Right. See,
prayer is 21. Pray is 11. But prayer is 21. Yeah, you got 2 and a 3. Pray is 2. Prayer is 21. 2 and a 3.
Right, but then
part
that you're looking at is you want the God force, which is the 4.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we have to begin to look at. When you see all of these things in the Helios Biblios, a lot of that is those that are in asking, but Jesus commanded.
Yes,
and so the part of it, and so in the part that we're looking at being so-called what people want to be Christians, why are you praying when you can command? If you are a follower of Jesus and do as Jesus, he says, do as I do and even greater in you as is me. So if we understand, we can command. This is why we're not going nowhere. We're steady praying and then turn around and take the prayer back because there's an old saying that says, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray because you're telling God, I don't trust you.
That's and wow. Thank you so much because, again, that's going to be a main word within my dialect now because of that number 13, that 4, that God, that truth. See, because in me, that's what my assignment is, for me to command the words that have been given to me by the number.
And what did,
I
and
have
what
a
did
command.
You say? Right, but what did you say too? Is because you said tree and water. What does water have?
Water has consciousness and memory, and that again, that's
so
why it's called God's consciousness. God is
right,
for, like water is for.
Right, but what I'm saying is that if he stood up and said, "Peace be still," and the water did what?
Calm
because
down. Yeah.
Because he spoke the command to make the water knows. It has a memory and consciousness. Let me stop doing this because he just told me what to do.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And,
see,
that's
the part that we're missing. We're steady praying and asking and marching and begging and doing, because I've been reading this book, and it's by Gary Nash. It's called The Red, White, and Black, and it talks about how when the first few invaders came in, they got the indigenous people to go against each other, and when they went against each other, then they came in, they took and they made slaves out of the ones that got defeated. And that was the process in coming in and saying, here, I give you guns and ammunition. I'll give you rum, and you can get drunk and go try to fight them with bows and arrows, and they got guns, and you lose, and I'm going to make you a slave. See, it's this whole system, and this was all up and down the eastern board, and, you know, the Lenapes and over there in Delaware and all up there in Virginia, in the North Carolinas, when before the Carolinas became Carolinas. And I looked at that, and I'm saying, wow, they was only a few, but they made us go against each other in order for us, if we got, they got enough of us to go against each other, they defeat and kill each other, we can come in and get the land now, because they have lost, and they killing each other, they selling us their braves. So now we can go in and get this land and make them work for us.
Yes, indeed. That's always been.
And Antoinette, but I'm giving that story because Antoinette is saying we can make city. We first have to know how to defeat the colonization that we've been put in. We have to decolonize the colonizer. We have to decolonize. We have to get out of that mind training that we got to go crab in the barrel and we got to fight each other while they sit back and wait and say, okay, we can walk in here and take this land now and regentrify, because what did we do? We put crack cocaine, heroin, liquor stores, no grocery stores in your community. You tore it up. Now we're going to come in and rebuild it up and move you out and put you somewhere else to tear up. Put
it's
you in prison
divide.
So you can manufacture.
It's called divide and conquer. They've been doing it for the longest, and as I stated earlier, the program that we've been put in, we have to deprogram it to reprogram or reboot ourselves. But that's the key, that how many people are willing to deprogram from the program.
But see, the part that we have to do,
mm-hmm.
And see, that's the key that you're saying, the deprogram. You have to learn
mm-hmm.
to command yourself, not demand them to give you, command yourself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the difference.
That's the
when
key.
When we command
always...
ourselves, we're demanding them to do what we should
yes.
command ourselves to become.
Thank you. Thank you. You just took it out of my mouth. I was about to say it, but she was right there. So that's exactly it, you know. But, again, my part is to do nothing but to show how to connect the dots by the numbers behind the words. Because these
right.
numbers that we use of God and Christ and not recognizing God by this word that we use so often or words that we use so often. And like Ms. Kim always say, we don't give God the glory because we don't even know God by the number of the words we use. How can we give God
right.
the glory? We speaking his number behind his name continuously in Christ, and we don't recognize
it. And see, the thing that we have to understand with God doesn't pray for anything. He commands it.
Mm-hmm.
He gave
That's
us how many commandments?
Number.
How many commandments did he give us? He didn't give us 10 prayers. He gave you what?
10
commandments.
Ten.
See, we're not looking at it. It's right in plain sight.
Thank you. I say that all is hidden in plain sight. What's hidden? The numbers behind the words, y'all. It's hidden right there in plain. We speaking them. And we still don't see
and it. And 10 is...
Look 10
is something.
13 by number.
No, no,
T-E-N
no.
is 13.
But what I'm trying to
next.
Say is,
go ahead.
But what I'm trying to say is one command. The 10 is a one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got a zero behind it. It's one command.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to look at, I'm looking at the word and saying 10, but that's one command. Who is that to command?
Mm-hmm.
Moses came down and said, I got 10 commandments, one commandment. And he says, what? He didn't say, I should do. He says, what? Thou. He didn't say him. He said, thou. That meant you should do this. I'm commanding you to do this, but I'm going to do what's going to take to make me have the God force to get what I want.
And there's the number for you.
There's the problem.
Right. When you use that number 10, not the word, but 10, like you said, which is the one, and he commands you to do, this is why 10 and you comes to the number 10. It all adds
right.
up.
Right.
I love it.
The one,
I love it.
The one that, right, and that's the one
mm-hmm.
command, the one who
that's
commands
it.
You to do this. Who is the
mm-hmm.
one? You are.
Yep.
You
that's
are.
It.
We are the command to do these. That's where we got to start looking at how we've been play with the words, because it's just like solution. What did it look, put it in the mirror, says, no, you lost. What have you lost? You lost yourself. You lost your dang mind.
That's why solution, my brother, comes to the number 4. We back to God again. God is the solution, because the solution is true.
And ye
so,
are what?
Yes.
Ye are what, did they say in their book? Ye are
little,
God.
Little faith. Yeah, no, so little faith.
A little faith. You don't
okay.
believe in yourself. Oh, ye of little faith.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We have another
see,
caller.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, Brother Kwame. Okay, 740. They've had their hand up as long as you have.
Greetings.
Greetings, family. How you doing?
Doing well, my brother. Doing well. How's everybody doing tonight?
Grateful,
great.
Jeff. How you being
well,
tonight?
Brother Jeff.
I'm winding down. I've been up all day. I didn't get much sleep last night. Working on a couple of projects here, but I just want to add to the conversation, if I can, respectfully so, bring some attention back to what Sister Antoinette was talking about, because I feel that's extremely important in us trying to get to know ourselves and passing that trait on to our offspring. It's been my experience in digging up family genealogy to collect death certificates, go through certain newspaper archives, you know, for death announcements and things of that nature. Well, I'm starting to find out more and more that a lot of family members were directly related to certain American Indian nations, right? So with that said, that's extremely important to pass on to our offspring, that information that we start to gather, because that's going to help them identify with who they are, regardless of what's out there in the news media and social media today. Now, the city situation, wonderful idea. Even though everyone's right in the sense that educationally the minds ain't ready to take on that sort of a situation, but you, Sister Antoinette, as well as myself, we've got enough people around us that can help us make these small purchases and put those land, put those properties into a trust. And you can put certain provisions into that declaration in the event that our heirs catch wind of all this information that we're discussing right now. And somebody has an aha moment, you know what I mean? Now they've got something that they can go to and start to build. Now, here's the last point I want to make. Low-income housing projects. I've gone through a little bit of training on these situations. The best case study or best scenario that was presented to me was 10 family members got together, and each one of them purchased a $100,000 bond. Now, collectively, they were able to collateralize, you know, that's $1 million. they go through a training program as a veteran. They bring in those family members, and at the end of 1 year's training, and with those bonds on hand, they can either acquire land with a development project to create multiple units, or they can do something which you just mentioned, purchase the city, transfer it into a trust. So those are all great ideas to put out there in the atmosphere, because again, if those of us who know who we are and what we can do by command is, you know, putting those things out in the atmosphere, even though our children are, you know, caught up in the midst of all this craziness, you know, at least we will have done part of, or we would have put our best effort forward in accomplishing our mission. So that's all I have to add to the conversation, you all. Thank you for your time, and thank you for allowing me to speak. And I'm going to go on mute now, but I'll still be available.
Before you go on mute, and this is the part that I wanted, I mean, what you're saying and what you're doing is a part of what needs to be done, because you're saying we're going and looking at our ancestors' records. You're going back and looking at death certificates and any certification of saying who your family tree up to a point is going to be. Because the thing that we have to look at is before we were invaded, we had communities and villages. We did not have CITY. That's where the colonization came. You built the fort for protection. You housed everybody in there in the fort, and then you built out from there, and you opened up the land to be used as agriculture production. That was the colonization to make plantations. That part that we did, and looking at, that's why I gave you the red, white, and black, is because that's the story of how they acquired putting the death of all of these indigenous nations against each other. Because the thing that we did, all of those that they killed, they didn't put no death certificates on them. They just killed them just in order so they could get the land. We have to come to a part where there's recorded deeds and documents to do this. That's in the latter part of our story. The part that we're having to do is how did we have, that's why I say decolonization, because we got to look at what did we do before they got here. How did we do this? Do you know that it's 5,400 years old, carbon dated, there right outside of Monroe, Louisiana, right above Poverty Point, the oldest remains of our ancestors building it's a mound, it's a circular mound. And what it does is it tells winter and summer solstice accurately with the sun, where it sets and where it does on the earth. This was done, they carbon dated 54,000 years ago, 5,400 years ago. And so what we're looking at is these places where Poverty Point, Etowah Mounds, all of these are ancestral lands in which there was a specific reason that we laid certain things in place. We have to look at that was our way of spiritual connection with the land. The forest is the first community, and, you know, we've been looking at what Well Briety teaches and indigenous teaching. Your forest is your first community because this is where nature provides all that we're needing as far as resources and things that we're going to use, because you got to cut down the tree to make a log cabin or a longhouse. So these are the places. So not looking at urbanizing, cutting it down, putting concrete down and tall buildings. No, we want to keep it balanced with nature, because the thing that you have to understand, you can put it in trust, you can put it in whatever. You will never own the earth, because the earth belongs to the Creator. We become stewards And we have to look at seven generations when we sit here and talk about this. The next six generations, how are they going to know if we don't leave them an accurate blueprint? And that's what you're doing, recording and deeding the individuals of the family tree. Because what we did, what the indigenous did is says, okay, I'm of the wolf clan. Everything went with the mother's lineage.
I just have to add a little bit to a lot. We're leaving out a lot of details, and we're kind of convoluting the importance of what I mentioned, the importance of it, because once the indigenous people began to recognize what was going on with colonizations, they began to change the ways in which they kept recordings. And just to point to time in history, I read some, you know, historical volumes based on the Punic Wars, which were the first wars, or the first recorded wars anyways, where Rome was attacking the continent of North Africa. I think the first city that was conquered was the city of Carthage, and that's where the Roman general Africanus, whatever the hell his name was, you know, back in that time, that's when that continent got named Africa. So anyway, the story of those cities and the architecture, you know, these houses were laid on foundations. They had glass-paned windows. They had doors. They had plumbing, running water. You know, these are things that are known. It just wasn't a bunch of people running around in grass skirts and, you know, dirt-floored housing, you know. So there's a lot more, you know, that can be added to this conversation. But, again, just getting into the principle of healing from all the abuses that have been brought to our family with war, and how it continued throughout today, how we've been just made to hate each other, school systems stripped of all the civics. You know, it's just one thing after another that breaks the family down and keeps it separated. So what I'm saying is, what Sister Antoinette offered is a start. You start with something, and no, you'll never own it, but a lot of these indigenous people put the land that they were on in a trust, because they began to recognize what was going on around them, and by putting their names on trust in that declaration, they spelled out the fact that they didn't own it, that they were just stewards of that particular area. So again, we're getting too far into the weeds of what really went on behind closed doors. But again, what Sister Antoinette brings to the table is a start, and that start is for our children to recognize the fact that they belong to a body, a family, something, and it starts there. And I yield.
Thank you. Okay, now what I'm just saying is that we've talked about it, and we talked about it, and again, you know, in talking, the talking is voided because, you know, you're saying that, okay, we have to get cleansed before we can do this, and we're never going to be cleansed. You know, that's not something that I truly just do not see happening. And why can't we get together and do this and then work on the cleansing within? If it's something that we're all committed to, I mean, if we're not going to be committed, then just say, you know, okay, we're not going to do this. You know, we're just going to continue to have these conversations. And the conversations aren't going anywhere.
And I see your point, Sister Antoinette, and just like Brother Ray, what's Brother Ray always telling us? Organize, organize, organize. And that's the part. And being able to have a brother like Jeff that has the documentation and knows the legals and how we go about doing that in the recording the records. Then Eddie can give the part and taking the words that we can look and see how they have energy and the number of it. For myself, it's like looking at the historical. And for you, it's like you run the motherboard. So you were in corporate America. You know how corporate works. And these are tools in which each one of us has a piece of this puzzle. And what we're looking at is how do we begin to do better for who we are as we have the ability to do. And that's why I said the first thing is you have to understand how to command what you want. We've been praying for a long time. Our great-great-great-great-grandparent was in captivity, prayed for freedom. And it got it until they commanded and said that, you know, this is no longer going to be. And the two countries start fighting and say, well, hey, we got to let them free. But we got to look at the whole story. But we got to look at, yeah, we can go back and look at what happened in Carthage. That's on the continent. But we got to deal with Turtle Island. And this is where we have the seven generations of ancestry. So this is
where we're talking about buying land. I mean, buying land is, you know, we're getting together as a group to buy land. You know, we're not asking to be set free because supposedly under the 13th and 14th commandment, we are free. And then if we're free to buy housing, then we're free to buy a city. If, you know, it takes a group of us to come together and we all, you know, put our money in this pot to buy this city, then really the only question should be is which city out of these 12 cities that are for sale do we buy?
Okay. Can I answer to that?
Yes.
Last year, 19 families in Atlanta, right after Aubrey was shot, the sister got together. She's a realtor, and her other friend works in another corporation. But they got 19 families together, and they went south of me to this town that they turned around and bought 97 acres of land. And they, in turn, had one of the people in the 19 families was an architect. He worked in construction. What they started doing was clearing out a section of the forest, sending that wood to the mill to get it cut, to bring that wood that they took off the land, and then they turn around and use that wood to build the center where they were all going to meet up and do it. And so what it was a town for sale, but when it came out to be, there was only certain sections in there. And so what they did was is they bought the land outside of the town, and then what they did is went forth and they incorporated, because you have to make a town, you have to incorporate. And so they incorporated their 97 acres, and all of them, each one of those, you can't sell any of it, you can't do anything with it, and you found it's all set up to where they all have to agree on anything that goes on that land. And if the person wants it, he has to sell it to somebody that's there in the 19 families that are part of that owning that 97 acres. So they've done the legal work part of it. And what they did is they got together and they got people, because they bought on one side of the highway, they went on the other side of the highway, and they invested and start buying that land from what they got, the equity that they're accumulating in that land that they bought. They're using that as collateral to buy the other side of the highway. That's how we began to move it, buy the land and create the towns and use the materials on the land to build it, not to go and reconstruct the city or buy a city that's already done, because that's already incorporated. And really, that city is owned by the state, or that's the municipality that has it. And if I'm wrong, Jeff would know that part. Because when you take the land and you incorporate it and you put it into trust, as he's saying, and these 19 families all have to be connected to where they all in agreement of the trust that's set up. They set up their own corporation. That's why they incorporate. That's how towns are set up. You incorporate the people, and then the people are the ones who designate and say, we're gonna vote for him for mayor, him for sewer and light, him for, you know, commission for this. So each person in your corporation, that town becomes incorporated, and you manage the land and what goes on it.
Okay, fam, right quick, let me put a halt in the break because Beautiful, we know, went off on one of the current events that Sister Antoinette, but I have not given these list of words dealing with the number of God and Christ to the family so that they can, as I said, take notes. And just put this in your mind that these words that represent these numbers, it's the number behind the words that give the words power. Even though we don't know the number, we're drawn to these words. So my thing is, take down how many of these words that you are drawn to, that you use daily, that when you hear, you resonate with them. For whatever reason, now you're knowing it's the number behind these words that are being used. That if, I mean, they could be used positive or negative, and you're drawn to them. For instance, negative, if someone called you a stupid MF, you get upset. If they called you a dumbass, you get upset at the word, not knowing that the power of these words reflect the number of God. That's what's pulling you in. You didn't know dumb came to 13. You didn't know ass came to 13. That's God's number. But depending on how you use the word, regardless if it's negative or positive, you're pulled in. You ready to come back with something. It puts something else on your mind. But you never thought you can change the word by the number. Thank people, which will mess them up because they don't know what you're talking about when they think they've insulted you. And you see the God behind and that God giving you information that they will never receive because they don't see what you see. And it's hidden in plain sight behind the numbers of the word. So let's get started with the number of God being four. And for time's sakes right now, you can look the numbers up. I can go through the numbers, the total number, but just remember that all these words that I'm giving right now have the frequency and power of God. So when we hear a small word like age, age ain't nothing but a number, age. 13 is 4. How many times do we hear or talk about the word clone, cloning? Clone is 4. We just mentioned dumb is 4, 13. Stupid, 31, 4. Real. We hear real talk all the time. Why does that phrase resonate when somebody say, man, I got some real talk? Where real is 13 and talk is 13. We talk about the stuff that we accumulate through the years. Stuff is 31. Snow, we're getting ready to get an abundance of it right now. Snow is 13, 4. We talk about drinking a water substance called tea. Had a great tea party at one time, the Boston Tea Party. Well, T is 13, and because I added party to it, didn't change the number 4. Party being 18, which is a 9, and T being 13. 18 plus 13, again, 31. Answer. We've always had the answer. Answer is 4. But we only get the answer because of our questioning. Questioning is 4. This is how you get the answer. There's your solution. Solution is 4. It's all spiritual. Spiritual is 4. Because before we get to the you all, spirit you all of us, it's called your spirit. Spirit is 4. It's all God. When we talk about understanding along with overstanding, these words that aren't in the dictionary per se with those particular terms, understanding or overstanding, we understand, but that's cool too. We didn't put the ing on that because understand is 4, overstanding is 4, and understanding is 4. And it's for the righteous individuals. Righteous is 4. This is why the term, who will inherit the earth? The 5 and the 4. The meek, 5, and the righteous, 4. Getting back to being paid. Paid is 4. Wisdom. How many times do you use or hear wisdom? It's God's wisdom. God is 4. Wisdom is 4. It's our story. Our is 4. Story is 4. Increase is 4. Ringing. We talk about a ringing in the ear, not the ringing of your phone, but ringing is 4. You've been given all the clues you need. Clues are 4. Wellness. Well is 4. I added a 9 to it. Ness. N-E-S-S. Wellness is still 4. But this is why you have the wheel. Wheel is 4, and it's very interesting that the wheel on a car that is also called a tire. Well, wheel is 4, W-H-E-E-L, and tire is 4. Just like your wheel, power, wheel, W-I-L-L, is 4. It's all dealing with your organs. Because an instrument is an organ. Organ is an instrument. Organ is 4. We constantly talking about the organs after you're dead. You're worth more dead than alive because of your organs. Dreams. How many people are having more and more vivid dreams? Dreams is 4. Even when we talk about the movie, dealing with dreams, called The Matrix. Matrix is 4. And it comes directly from the sun. S-U-N, sun, is 4. This is why we get 4 called D. Vitamin D. D is 4. What's bigger? Bigger is 4. The net that we've always talked about, the first net being the trees. Well, tree is 4. Net is 4. Roots are 4. That's where the true net is in the roots. Well, that's why roots are 4. Filling. Everybody has a filling. 4. Again, think about how many times you hear these words that resonate with you. You feel something in it. Something is 4. Truth is 4. What is your position is 4. What situation are you in? Situation is 4. Everything you exhale is 4, that you embrace. Embrace is 4. Breathe is 4. I mentioned Marshall, dealing with martial arts. Marshall is four. Well, art and artist is four. It's all the same. We're all the same. Same is four. Welcome, family, is four. Unconditional is four. Absolute is four. Obsolete is four. Better is four, because it's a secret. It's a better secret. Secret is four. But who's the liar is four. Artificial intelligence. We are artificial. It's four. And remember, all these words are connected to God. That power, that frequency. Because you all, we all have a message. Message is four. We hear a message of the second coming. Second coming is four. And remember, second coming is nothing but the truth, family. We putting too much in it because we don't connect what's right in front of us that we use daily. But part of my assignment is to give encouragement. Encouragement is four. For self-improvement. Improvement is four. Be humble. Humble is four. It's in your giving. What do you give? It's better to give than receive. Give is four. It's all about your Independence Day. They give us Independence Day with their words, but Independence Day is four. We mentioned holiday is four. And the next holiday we're finna arrive on that people love is called Christmas. Christmas is four.
Excuse me, Brother Eddie, I need to make an announcement.
Go ahead.
Folks, we have 15 minutes left in this live program. In order for you to continue to listen or to be a part of the conversation, you have to call in. Brother Eddie, you want to give the call-in number?
Yes. The call-in number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
And your contact information?
That'll be eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, y'all, and I want to remind you to Dry Bones is on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Again, Dry Bones will be on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And Brother Eddie, not Brother Eddie, forgive me.
Brother Ray.
Don't forget Brother Ray at 3 p.m. for the drumming. And no matter where you are around the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays, we will be drumming. And Brother Eddie, we do have another caller as well. So I'm going to bring her in.
Okay.
And then we'll get right to you. Okay. Area code 347.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
What's going on, Brother Eddie?
What's happening, Brother Thomas?
How you doing, brother?
Man, I can't complain. I'm doing great, man. I'm here. I'm living. I'm surviving. I'm holding on.
I hear you. Same thing. Happy holidays to y'all. However you want to do it.
Peace to you,
Sister Internet, and Brother Kwame.
Thank you, Brother Jeff, as well.
Yeah, man, great show. I just wanted to get the number for Q Star. The letter Q in the word star.
The letter Q in the word star?
Yeah.
Q star is five. Q is four. It's five. Q is four, and star is 19. That's 419. You know, and four plus 19 is 23. That's a five.
Okay. Five, that's not good, though, right? Because it's supposed to be a four.
No. I'm just giving you God's number. Remember that the class says the power of the words behind God and Christ. Christ is five. I got five on it. Five is important. Important comes to five by number.
Perfect.
Whatever you see
perfect.
By the number five, go ahead.
No, that was perfect. That's what I needed to hear. How y'all doing,
okay.
though? How's everything, man? I haven't heard from you in a while. How's everything in Chicago,
great.
Man?
Oh, man, it's
week.
We are dealing with some cold temperatures, but we got a heat spell that got up to 40 today. That's been a heat spell because it was down 19 Monday. So we was below freezing a couple of days
here.
So it's, right now it's decent.
Well, how are the migrants, man? How are they taking that?
How what?
How the migrants taking the cold? How the illegal aliens taking the cold weather?
Oh, man, I ain't paying attention to them. You ain't got, man, that's the farthest thing from, I'm listening to the news and all the nonsense, but like I said, that's a diversion for me when they're talking about this, because, again, at the end of the day, we already know that all of this illegal money that they're using, they're laundering, they're using these people off, this is funds that should have been and should be allocated for us. For the citizens,
sure.
You know. So,
sure.
Again,
mm-hmm.
anybody that's doing whatever protest they want to do, you know, they do it beating their feet, complaining, this, that. No, I'm questioning everything. That's for me. That's part of the four. Questioning everything, you know. Why you want to give something to people who are homeless. We can start with me being a vet. I know a lot of vets that are dealing with places that they need to have to live, that they're living on the street, and you ain't even treating your vets right, who gave their lives, gave their time, their heart and soul, sweat and tears, for this so-called country who still turns their back on them, and people can come waltzing in from other countries, and you would pay more homage and put out more money. Come on now. We always said take care of home first. Home is five, baby. That's your Q star. That's a five. Home, you ain't taking care of home, you know, but
well,
that's
for
another
sure,
story.
For sure. Yeah. Well, I agree, man. It's a distraction. But we got a protest every day here, and it's not about the immigrants. It's doggone Palestinians protesting every doggone day, shutting down the bridge, shutting down the highway. And I'm like, look at this, man. And I just got to shake my head, man. It's like everything is just coming to a head right now. Man, great show, Eddie. I'm going to continue to listen. I'm just going to mute myself. I'll come back in. If you
appreciate you, Thomas.
You know,
appreciate you.
No problem, brother.
Yes, thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Thomas. And, you know, see, that's another reason to buy a city, because who else is going to be buying these cities? It's going to be the Iranians, the Pakistanians, the Russians, China. You know, so we're going to have all these other immigrants coming in and buying land that we should be buying that are right here. We have another caller, 773. But that's another reason. It's just look at the outside that's going to come in and buy these cities. 773?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hello, welcome.
Yes, greetings. Is this Wendy?
Yes, it is. Hey, Miss Aaron.
Hey, Wendy, how you doing? I thought
I'm
I caught
good.
Your voice. Great.
Yes, it's me. Peace, family. Peace, everybody. I was listening to the brother that just spoke about the invaders, and it's true. Like, it's a distraction. Like you said, Miss Harris, it's a distraction. Like, they know they just giving out the money because they just really don't want to give it to who it's supposed to go to. And they send you through all these hoops and loops to get what's rightfully yours. And they're not even giving it to them. And a lot of them ready to go home because they can't take this Chicago winner. So it was a setup anyway. And with the people buying property, buying cities and everything, they've been doing that, honestly. It's the Asian been in California buying up properties and stuff. Like, I don't know if you guys heard about it, but I want to say maybe a week ago, some dude from China came and cleaned up the poor sector of San Francisco, like got all of them area within 24 hours, and they're asking where did they go. Now, my man goes straight to Soylent Green because I'm like, that's just pretty much what's going on. Like, they've been telling us for a long time, stop eating this meat. I don't mess with the meat because it's been tasting funny for a long time. So I'm like, at the end of the day, you really want to know where people are? You don't really want to know that it's probably on your plate. I know they're going to think that's some deep conspiracy, but I don't – you can look at the packaging of the food and look funny. Like,
Yeah.
I don't mess with meat. So, yeah, he came in 24 hours, all the people in that area that were homeless, it was a big sector, were gone, completely gone. So now these properties are up for sale and people ready to move back in. And imagine this was an Asian dude. I don't know if he was some type of military guy. I think I read that he was some type of military dude or some type of politician, but he was not from America. They made sure to let us know that he was from another country. So I find that to be kind of odd. Like, oh, okay, so y'all just letting him come in and sweep stuff up. That don't sound right. And then, you know, you got to be cautious about what's going on because of all these distractions, because this election will be coming up next year. So a lot of, like, right now the big thing is, I don't know if people know what's going on in Israel, but between the Gaza, Israel, and Palestine and all of that, that's another distraction. Mm-hmm. I really believe them people working together because the contract of Israel is up. Now people starting to find out that Israel wasn't real. It was formed in 1942 or 45, one of them, when they created Israel. 48. When they created it. So now that people are waking up, finding out what's going on, and they're losing their money and their investments and stuff like that, because that's the real reason why America is going broke, because they were funding them. So now that they're under the fire, under the radar, they started throwing all their celebrities out to the pits. So now you're being distracted with Diddy, and that we already knew Diddy was a piece of crap, and L.A. Reid and all them other people in the industry, these actors. I kept telling people for years, Hollyweird has fallen, and Hollyweird fell when the queen fell. Once that wand was cracked, everything was, you know, slowly but surely pouring out to the public. So now it's being used as a distraction because they're trying to run and hide their face. They don't want people to know what's going on. But that was it.
Okay.
But I enjoyed the show. Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
That was a great comment.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yes, it was.
No problem.
And, Brother Eddie, let me do this one really quick. As y'all know, yesterday the White House tree fell, and it was 40 feet high, so there's your poor again. Now, also, that tree was up, it was 100 years old, and I don't know if y'all remembered or, you know, but everything that seems to be happening with the weather, with this tree falling that was 100 years old, everything is of 100 plus, it seems like, that we're going through. And my thought on all of this is the time that we're living in, regardless if y'all believe it or not, is the days of Armageddon. And you know, we can see where all of this stuff is wrapping up, not just here in the United States, but around the world, you can tell how we're going by the signs of the end. So that's my take on everything.
Time
that is all Bible prophecy. Pardon me?
All so long? I thought I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I just
and
didn't
right
hear
quick.
You.
Oh, no, she thought
no,
she was
I said
muted.
It was time. Yeah, I thought I was muted,
right.
But I said it's time for what I was just saying.
Yeah. See, and for me, like I said, everybody would see everything different. And what you just said, for me, it adds up with the show, the class tonight. And, again, the numbers, as soon as you say the words and the numbers, I'm like, look at this. You came in and said that the White House tree fell. Okay. And it was 40 feet. I'm like, look at this.
Yeah.
Tree is 22. That's the four. That's God, what we've been talking about. Fail is 14. That's the Christ we're going to be talking yeah. about. And 40 is the four being the tree being four. Feet is 23. It's the five again, just like fail. So, like I said,
yeah.
I see this. I see it in everything because it is there, family. We just don't see it. But when you all say stuff that I have no idea about, I see the numbers like, okay, it's right there with me. It just won't stop. It's right
mm-hmm.
there. But anyway, if we don't have any more callers, let me continue so that I can try to get this out before the 10 o'clock hour and only people can hear us online and they won't hear us over the Internet anymore. So I'll stop at Christmas.
Yeah, we have less than a minute, y'all.
Right. So I stopped at Christmas, and remember, Christmas is God. Speaking truth on Christmas or any holiday. We ain't speaking truth. We celebrating the holiday, not celebrating truth. Anyway, virtual reality is four. How many times have you been hearing of virtual reality? Seven. The word seven, not number, but the word seven is four. Water, as I mentioned, is four. Wake is four. Rider is four. Watcher, we always talk about the watchers. Watcher is four. The laws. Laws are four. Worship is four. Drug is four. I'm high off the drug called truth. The drug called God. That's my drug. Children. This is why we constantly talking about our children. Children are 31, that's four. The Alpha, we even call the Alpha generation. Alpha is the four, 13. Connect. All is connected. Connect is four, connected is four. All is five. As above, hear that so often. That's a four. Dark or darkness is four. Glass is four. Steel. Just talked about the oceans and the waters being still. Steel is four. Command is four. Useful is four. Data or data is four. Physics is four. The doors you dream about, the doors you open and close, door is four. Line is four. We're talking about our bloodline. Line is four. Days are four. How many days a week? How many ways do you think? Ways are four. Angels are four. Angles are four. Crypto. Ooh, that's a new currency we talk about. Crypto is four. We ain't talking about the kryptonite, but it is, becomes a kryptonite. Intentions are four. Your conversation is four, which brings along your incantations, which are four. Do you have the convictions? Four. How do you think? Four. Are you drinking? Drinking is four. I mentioned ass being four. The word 10 is four. Bibles, how many Bibles we got out here now? Bibles come to four. These are all tests. plural, tests is four. Echoes, four. Helps is four. Sees, what do you see? Sees, plural, four. Your art is also called a craft. Art is four, craft is four. They call it witchcraft. Come on now. Transition is four. This is part of your experience, which is four, as it's called also an experiment, is four. You can't see the forest for the trees. We said tree is four. Well, guess what? Forest is four. Forest is the trees, baby. That's why you're seeing it right there. But anyway, looking is four. Booking is four. Rat is four. Clock, biological clock. And by the way, biological is four. Clock is four. It's the compass is four. We're concerned about everybody else's calendar. Calendar is four. It's all part of your truth, your God, your understanding, overstanding. Four. When to use the word conspiracy. Four. See, because all of our truth that we find out, they want to dub as a conspiracy, and we get wrapped on the word, not the number, because the word of conspiracy is truth. Whose conspiracy, who is your truth, somebody else's conspiracy? Caring is four. Sharing is four. Nature's remedy. Nature's is four. Menu. As Wendy said, Silent Green, you on the menu, damn it. Menu is me and you. Menu, four. Killer is four. Fooler, if you fool somebody, four. Blocker is four. Leader is four. Demon is four. Sane is four. Speaking is four. Big mama. Mama is four. Mom is four. Mom and big mama is part of God. That's God out of every baby's mouth. When they say mom, that's God by number. Mama, that's God. Lord is four. Every is four. Mars is four. That's why they give you the date that represents the planet Mars is Tuesday. Tuesday is four. Mars is four. Cubes are four. Going is four. Ice is four. Snow, I mentioned, is four. Bear is four. Regardless if it's a bear animal or you bare naked. Rabbit is four. Pictures are four. Televisions are four. Eat, whatever I eat. Eat is four. Ate, whatever you ate. Ate is four. Person, every person is four. Every person is God. But do you just see a person, or do you see God? Assignment is four. I said understanding, overstanding, understand is four. Server is four. Takes is four. Rest in peace, or we say R.I.P. stands for rest in peace. R.I.P. is four. V.I.P. is four. M.P. is four, or P.M. M.P. stands for military police. M.C. is four. We see a lot of M.C. light, M.C. hammer, M.C. this and that. MC is four. Toe. Are you being told by somebody? Toe is four. Hack. We're always talking about a hacker. Hack is four. Rock. Steady as a rock is four. Rap. What are you going to wrap it up in? Rap is four. Q-U-I-P-I-E, which in reverse comes to 319. 319 is 4, pi is 4. All of this is fun to me. Fun is 4. It makes me laugh. Laugh is 4. Cooling, just cooling is 4. Kind is 4. What do you want? Want is 4. Needle is 4. How many times do we say yes? Yes is 4. Okay, that's, oh, pusher is 4. Sure is 4. Control, because when they con you, this is the control they have. Control is 4. So that's the 4s. Let me go through the 5s right quick. 5 is Christ. We're always going to be talking about gas prices going up and down. Gas is 4. I'm talking about gun violence. I'm sorry. Gas is 5. We on the 5. Gas is 14. The 5. Excuse me, family. Gun is 14 to 5. Thomas, you can put that right there with your Q star. All this is the 5. Big is 5. Because you're right there in New York, and it's called the Big Apple. Big is 5. Apple is 5. And we know that we got the Apple phones, Apple computers. But to offset the East and the Midwest, it's called Chi. It's 5 town. Chi town. Chi is 5, town is 5. Wind is 5. And we know they call Chi town the windy. Thank you, Wendy. City. Wind is 5. Wings are 5. Swing low, swing is 5. Your highs and lows. Lows are 5. Have you had the calling or calls? Calls are 5, and we get calls every day on our phone. Calls, 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 scams and everything else. Manifest. Be careful what you speak. Manifest is 5. But learn to truly rest. Rest is 5. Rest in peace, as we said. R.I.P. In peace is 5. But in peace, you want to have love that conquers all. Love is 5. Care is 5. And remember, Christ or Jesus Christ, his whole name, or Christ. Jesus Christ is 5. Christ is 5. Share is 5. Addiction is 5. Serves. The other word I said was server. Now serves. Serves is 5. Waving is 5. Knowing is 5. Keying is 5. Locking. Are you been locking the doors? Locking is 5. Ledge. Don't push me. I'm close to the edge on the ledge. Ledge is 5. Retire is 5. Plant. Plant is 5. What is a plant? The population. Population is 5. Well, let's kill off the population. It's called depopulation. Depopulation is 5. Enjoy is 5. Freemason is 5. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia is 5. But they even give us the Georgia Guidestones. Georgia Guidestones come to 5. 86. 8 plus 6 is 14. That's a 5. Brain is 5. Comes directly from a thought. Thought is 5. What's behind the thought? Behind is 5 is your common sense. Sense is 5. The wind that you feel is blowing a breeze. Blowing is 5 and breeze is 5. We know that this is hump day is 5, which is Wednesday is a 5. Friday is 5. And Saturday is 5. But we're worried about our tempo Solomon's temple. Temple is five. You are the temple. Tower is five. That's why they have the 5G towers to interfere with your temple. Waving five, the frequency on your temple. Hacker is five. And what is a hacker does, he's hacking what? The computer. Computer is five. This is all ancient, family. When we talk about ancient, whatever. Ancient, ancient is five. Practice is five. Doctor is five. That's why a doctor is also called a practicing physician. Physician is five. Doctor is five. They just change, again, changing the word. Number remains the same. Fix. Subtest to fix us. Fix is five. Six is five. Sex is five. We're understanding now these are magic words to cast spells. Magic word is five. Cast spells are five. This is an SOS time. SOS is five. We got to pair up. Pair is five. Understanding they call it the 400 years. If you want to figure out what's the 400 years is, well, 400 years comes to five. 400 plus 19 years come to 19. 419, Brother Thomas, that you mentioned earlier. That's the 400 years. The Q star. 400, Q being the 4, star being 19 is the years. How do you see it? Just the one way they give it to you? That's when we stuck, trapped, and bound. Because we only see each of these words or phrases, sentences, whatever, one way. We have more than one way. It's called ways. That's why ways, the different ways, ways are four. But we're on the five, so let's get back to it. Your toe, head to toe, toe is five. We talk about hip-hop, hip is five. Oh, you think you are a bag of what? Chips and all that. Chips are five. Let the chips fall where they may. Danger, 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 Will Robinson, danger is five. Mike, I want to be like Mike, huh? Yeah, right. Mike is five, but Michael, you just shortened Mike up from Michael. Michael is five. Mike is five. And I think we all know he wore the 23 jersey, which is five. Michael by itself, the number is 23. But he advertised the biggest shoe endorsement at that time then was Nike. Nike is five. Well, who was the other J other than MJ? With the first commercial, I think his name was called Dr. J. Hey, hey, Dr. J, where'd you get those moves? You move with such grace. Are you a member of the human race? Digress. Converse is a five. Come on now. Nike is five. Converse five. Dr. J, MJ. Let's stop. But MJ also comes to five. We know we had Michael Jackson, another Michael. Five. Don't worry, be happy. Don't is five. That's why numbers don't lie. Don't is five. Upward is five. Backwards is five. Yeah is five. And remember, all this is because they want to map your brain. Map is five. Brain is five. Embedded with nanotechnology. Nano is five. It's a rainy night in Georgia. Georgia's five, rainy is five. As I said earlier, meek and righteous will inherit the earth. Meek is five, along with the righteous being four. The horn is blowing. Horn is five. Are you a cheater? Cheater is five. At one time, we called policemen the fuzz. Policeman is five, fuzz is five. And by way of the police and fuzz, you might end up in court. Court is five. And they want to call you a criminal. Criminal is five. But we know the system of the court is the true criminal because it's overseen by their appointed judges. Judges is five. Part of the mob, five, a.k.a. the mafia. Mafia is five. So we have to take notice. Notice is five. Who's the true ruler? Ruler is five. Will you gain or lose? Gain is five. Names are five. The names change. Change is five. But the number remains the same. Trick. It's a trick, family. Trick is five. They're playing a big joke. Joke is five. Keep that can-do attitude. Can is five. Because it's things you resonate with. Resonate is five. Your happy place. Your holy place. Place is five. Your place is at home. Home is five. In your cave. You call it a man cave. Cave is five. I think that's where they put Jesus for a minute. In the cave. Mazes are five. That's why they map your brain. Dealing with mazes. And remember, a lot of the animals, or again, we saw that the rat, poor, they use different animals with these names. Rabbit is four, used in experiments. Well, we on five. Mice are five. Monkey is five, signifying monkey. Food is five. Again, with the gas up and down, your food goes up and down each year, keeping you distracted. Food is five. The meat, watch the meat you eat. As Sister Wendy was talking about, dealing with this impossible burger that ain't a real burger. What's this other one? It lost me real quick. I can't. It might come to me. But they advertising this crazy steak and Beyond, thank you. Memory Fart comes back, Beyond Burger, Beyond Steak. What is it beyond? It's not meat. But this is why meat is 14 to 5 along with the food you eat. Be careful. Oh. Awake is 5. Woke is 5. Authority is 5 because who's the authority here? He's called a president. President is 5. I said addiction is five. Reboot is five. Reboot your brain and your thought is five. Defense is five. Rituals are five. Dance. Dance rituals are your defense. Divided is five. Human beings, which is the population. Population is five. Human beings are five. Important is five. Interest is five. Stages of your life. Stages is five. States. Ain't got nothing to do with United States. It's in your brain. What states are you in? States is five. Lands. We keep talking about the land to purchase. It all starts from within. Lands are five. You got to know that land between the masses of your brain. Your right and left side of your brain. So our right is 3, left is 2. 2 plus 3 is 5. Right there within your temple, your left and right side. Camps are 5. Care is 5. Share is 5. Nice is 5. Sumer, even though we con the Sumer, Sumer is 5. Brother is 5. Mothers are 5, plural. Big, that's why it's called Big Mama. Big is 5.
Birthday is 5.
What's that?
Birthday.
Birthday?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is. Birthday is 5. Thank
yes,
you. I didn't
it's
have
my
that
grandson's birthday.
Birthday. That's right. I forgot to put
and
that one down.
My grandson turned four. Yes.
No, there's a four and a five, birthday and four. There it is again with that that tree that fell in the four and the five. Okay. Atmosphere that we talked about. We speak it. It's in the atmosphere. Atmosphere is five. It's carried on the wind. Wind is five. When you feel the breeze from the trees, breeze is five. Fighter is five. Reveal is five. Behind is five. Learn is five. Work is five. Rays, the sun rays are five. Shine is five. Carbon is five. Fiber, five. Mutant is five. Pituitary is five. Pineal gland is five. Transformer is five. Facts are five. Sense is five. Form is five. Armor is five. Farmer, like the farmland, farmer is five. Transmitter is five. Mutation is five. Transformation is five. Atmosphere is five. Terraform is five. Religion is five. Confusion is five. English is five. A code is five. Race is five. Color is five. Code is five. Game is five. Hold on. Whole is five. Or have you sold your soul? Soul is five. S-O-L-D, soul. Not the S-O-U-L. So when you sold your soul, so buy or sold, buy or sell. Sale is five. Soul is five.
Luck is five.
Yes. So below is five. Monitor is five. Preach is five. Teacher is five. Current is five. Shadow is five. Daily is five. Walking is five. Enemy is five. Inner me is five. Dead is five. Die is five. Death is five. Kingdom.
Very
that's why they
lucky.
Say you gotta die to go to heaven. Heaven is five. Die is five. No, it's not physical. Spiritual. Mental. The mental illness has to die before we can go to heaven. Kingdom is five. You've been chosen. Chosen is five. Ones, not just the chosen one, but ones. Ones is five. Circle is five. Woke is five. Rights is five. Singing. Sing your song, family, is five. Hospital is five. Doctor is five. Nurse is five. Physician is five. Heal is five. Soul. Natural is five. Afro is five. I can go on and on, family, but we see. Think about these words that you hear daily, that you use daily, that you resonate with every time you hear these words. That's four and five, which is all connected to God and Christ. All is five, connected is four. God is four, Christ is five. It's all connected. That was the first song, Jesus. Every day, Jesus. Well, Jesus, stop looking at what they give you, and by number, that nine, because Jesus is nine, is no more than God and Christ. Nine. It's no more than the alphabet. Alphabet is nine. Alpha being God, bit being Christ. It's the
silver
blueprint.
And gold
blueprint
is
nine.
14.
What's that?
Silver and gold is four. Silver and gold
mm-hmm.
is four, which is
yeah.
true money.
But again, money, when we say money, people go to that greenback, that illusion, because money is two,
money.
Illusion is two. Money is an illusion
okay.
because we have put
yes.
stock into what somebody else has placed the value on. The value is you and I, or
yes.
preferably you and me. see. And
yes.
You and me come to a four. When you add you and me equals four. That's the God in us that comes from us. But again, if we can't see these numbers in the words we say, in the little words like and remember, and in reverse is DNA.
Yes.
So do we just see and when we hear and, or do we reflect real quick, that's your DNA. Con, that they conned us with the program word that we place so much power on, because the DNA is the word. The word is in our DNA. But if we don't see the number of word or DNA, what are we saying? By the number. It's somebody else's nonsense because it's their word. Because we didn't even see or try to find God or Christ behind the number and frequency that gives that word power. So that's it in a nutshell, family, that these words are power words connected. It's all connected to the alphabet. It's all connected to our learning. We're still learning. It's all connected to useful information. Will we apply what we have gotten to what we already know? Because this takes nothing from no one. Just start adding it up and see for yourself where it takes you. That's the amazing part. That's what becomes special for you, to see it your way. I did it my way. Your way is special. Find your way connected to the numbers along your journey, and your eyes will open tenfold. So with that, Sister Antoinette, do we have anybody else that wants to comment? Because I finished with the list that I have in front of me. I got more lists than other places with these same words. Again, the five we went through in the previous shows, when we did the one show on An Apple a Day Keeps the Doctor Away.
Yes, anyone here have a question or a comment? If you want to put your hands up now, we can take your calls. If not, then we will proceed.
Yes, here's one that people can think about and hopefully call in or press one if they wanted to add to it or deal with it. But it hit me in a dream. We talked about it, Sister Antoinette, last week when we didn't do a class, dealing with the mark of the beast. And it's different ways that we deal with the mark of the beast. When we see it biblically, it says it's in the palm of your hand. It will be put in the palm of your hand or on your forehead. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have a Bible right in front of me, but family, y'all know what it is. And again, my cousin brought it to my attention that it doesn't say the mark of the beast. It alludes to it, but this is what we always come to, that's what it is. So with that being said, we now deal with the mark of the beast, for me seeing it by numbers, seeing that your forehead is the number 34, which is 7. Well, first of all, mark of the beast is 57. 5 plus 7 is 3. The word beast is 21, which is 3. So his mark of the beast, 57 and beast are the same number. So it will be put in your hand or your forehead. Well, first of all, in your hand, hand is 12, which is 3. Forehead is 7. Well, we're going to replace the forehead with your arm. Arm is 7 because that's where you got the shot. Shot is 21, which is 3. That's part of the mark of the beast in your arm in the shot. In your hand, we have what's in all of our hands right now. It's called a cell phone. Well, the technology of the cell phone gives us the frequency of 5G. Well, 5G is 57. G is 7, the seventh letter. Again, the mark of the beast is 57. 5G is 57. Now we see that the mark of the beast is in your hand, in the cell phone, in the 5G technology, because the cell was named because it was changed from mobile phone to cell phone. Cell is 12. Your hand, your biggest organ is your skin. So this cell phone is vibrating a frequency in your hand of 5G, the mark of the beast. So for me, this is what I saw, the biblical term of what's happening right now with 5G, with the mark of the beast, and this shot that people have been given called a jab, the vaccine. By the way, I didn't mention that vaccine is 23 to 5. Venom is 5. Serum is 5. I don't care what you call it. Keep changing the name. The number 5, death, is 5. That's what this vaccine is putting in your body, death. Something not natural that it wants your body to now assimilate to make the antibodies to fight against. No, it does it naturally. We're already inhaling the toxics through the air. Just like all of this, again, these trees in Canada burning to open up a thoroughfare for this coldness that they're talking about everywhere that we're going to get this year. And at the same time, this smoke, toxics, aerosol type in the air that people all over the United States are smelling these fumes, toxic fumes, that right now we know people are getting sick again because they already told you, put it in your mind, distraction, this COVID revving up again, these new variants coming up again, that people have to start taking vaccines again, and now they're advertising the coronavirus, or aka COVID vaccine, and the flu vaccine. Well, by the way, flu is 14, which is 5. Vaccine is 5. Flu is 5. Coronavirus is 5. They just keep changing the name. Coronavirus is the flu. COVID-19 is a cold. Same number, different names. And what do we start repeating? COVID-19, not a cold no more. Coronavirus, not the flu no more. They put the words there to replace the cold and the flu. But again, this is part of the psychological, which is a fear war. Psychological is 8, fear is 8. Even we're not on those numbers, but that's all. The psychological war is putting fear, embedding fear, spewing fear, and at the same time using the distractions of war to keep us off balance by talking about and giving energy to Israel, to Palestine. If we're going to give any energy, it's the research that we start to do, which gives us the questions to ask the nonsense that's going on. This ain't just start. But again, the climate change is our attitude change. That's all climate change is. Ain't got nothing to do with the climate. It's our attitude. They listening to what we're saying. They're seeing our attitude is not conducive to the distraction that they pushing. We not regurgitating that same nonsense the way they gave it to us by the word. By the number, we see that our attitude ain't the same. That's the climate. That's what's getting hot. We know what's happening natural in this age of Aquarius. Air bearing water. Water's supposed to melt, baby. This is the time for it. Air sign water bearer. It's bearing the water, the memory and the consciousness. But we ain't talking about the garbage that they gave us that we know ain't real. Ain't no damn climate change. No global warming. And by the way, global warming comes to four. Forgot to put that in. That ain't God. That's a man coming up with this nonsense. But once we insert the number behind even what they putting in our face, we can put and replace the words with it. Who said we can't? If you feel you can't, that's a program. That ain't on me. That ain't on your brother or your sister. That's on you who refuse to change. Sam said it best. A change is going to come. Where's here, family? Change is fine. That's what we've been talking about. Your thought process will reboot. Reboot is fine. Change is fine. Challenge your brain. Challenge is five. I ain't challenging nobody else but myself. Behind these words by its number. A key factor. Not the key, but a key. Very important key. To unlock this so-called mystery. It ain't none. Because it's all revealing the secret. And that's why magicians never reveal. I'm not a magician. I'm your brother. So I'm here to reveal. But that's why the climate is changing so much. They got to rev it up and keep us distracted and diverted with wars, rumors of wars, with LGBT, with immigrants from other regions, whomever. See, because in retrospect, everybody over here other than our people, the original people, are immigrants. They all immigrated over here. See? So when I heard the term of "Yes, We Can" by Barack and the continuation of Donald Trump, Make America Great Again. Yes, it'll be great again once we kick all of you motherfucking so-called immigrants out or put a halt to your bull. So there ain't no reason. You've been here now. We ain't got to put you out, but we put a stop to regurgitating your nonsense, your distraction, your diversions. Stop pushing their narrative. Their mindset, because they is nothing but a mindset. When people ask me, who is they? It's a mindset of this system that we continue to perpetuate, to do it anymore. This is why the most detriment to our people are our own people right now. We ain't got to talk about killing one another. We killing the mind. We killing our future by not instilling in our children what was instilled in us. We all got that baton to carry to pass it to the next leg. And a lot of us have forgot. And we hear that term come up from the Jews now constantly over and over again. We'll never forget. We'll never forget. We forgot, family. Because, by the way, forget is a five. Forget is a five. And we not forgot. But again, the winds, the atmosphere, nature that is naturally in us is waking us up. It's the new awakening. And this is what they've always tried to do, block the awakening with this devilish technology, technocrats that they're pushing to offset our natural frequency that's embedded in the number behind all the words that's used, hidden in plain sight. Love it. All of it. Everything you say. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, a part of that may be the LGBTQ, which comes up to a 4. Seems like right now they're controlling those that allow to be controlled through their lifestyle choice.
Yeah, it's called brain 14, which is 5, control 22. The 4 and the 5, the 5 and the 4, metaphysics, in other words.
Yeah. Yes.
Brain control, alphabet, in other words. They gave us the alphabet that we don't see the alphabet by numbers. We see it by the word and gravitate towards the definition, description, and direction of each word. So we're not counting in order to see how to connect the dots, to connect the words to each and every word that has and shows and reveals that number hidden in plain sight. So, yes. Yes. But it's only time. We write on time. But that's why I love
yes.
Parliament. Parliament is 31, the 4. Parliament has truth in their lyrics. Lyrics is 23, the 5. We have to listen to the lyrics. And not just listen, but know the number behind everything that's being, and I know that's hard for a lot of us, but we're all, our brains are computers. We just have to reboot it. See, turn it off. This is how you reboot your phone and your computer. You turn it off. Turn your brain off to listening to a lot of this insanity. Turn your brain off while you turn all the electricity and everything out in your house off. Turn it off for a while and let it reboot, recharge, reprogram itself. Because we have all of the information we need from all of the family members contributing different information from their experiences in life, their story. And it enhances what we already have. It doesn't take away from anything. It enhances what you have. And this is what we should do. We could do it if I coulda, woulda. It's on us. It's on us. So just armor yourself up. The armor of God, family. Armor is 14. God is 13. 13, 14. They got us, I hear about 13th and 14th Amendment, but again, behind those numbers of those amendments, we get into the English words of what they said, and this is what we start to defend or to go against. Their words, all of it, no. Once we put the number behind it all, we'll stop the nonsense because it's not common sense. It's nonsense because we're still pushing their agenda by saying what this amendment means, what that amendment means, and don't see the number behind nothing. Stop it, family. We got the power, but as long as we pushing it by their definition, AI, well, what is AI by number? We back to the con. We've been conned again with AI because we're pushing their terminology of what AI means by their definition. We know what it means by their definition. Now what does it mean by yours? Well, what's mine? By the numbers. By the numbers. You're going to see different words, but you don't even know the numbers of everything you're saying. AI, which is artificial intelligence. AI is one number. Artificial intelligence is another. How are we pushing it? It's still by their definition. We know their definition. They give it to us. We ain't giving them ours because it's constantly changing. That's the beauty. It ain't never staying the same. It's going to constantly change. Because the words change, but the numbers remain the same. That's how we connect the dots. So I'm hoping, and I don't really have to hope, because, again, it is what it is. That's why that term, it is, come to five, family. It is comes to 23, which is the five. It is what it is. And I ain't talking about the it is. Same letters, different pronunciation. It is itis. And we know the itis is when you get sleepy because you not ate too much. I got the itis. No. That's what they want you to go to sleep. As James said, it is what it is. That's why his name was James Brown, comes to 31, Parliament 31. That's why Parliament took James's funk, incorporated it, and basically innovated it and took it to another level. But James's beat is in all of Parliament's music. So with that being said, family, if nobody has anything else to contribute right now, we will get ready to end class. And again, hopefully you took these words down and knowing that these numbers behind the words is a drug addiction. See, we say drug addiction, we think one way only. No, it's all connected. The drug is the truth coming from God. That's the, that is your solution to your answer to all the questionings that we have that are being revealed. We call it the second coming of Jesus Christ. But when we still waiting on a picture of what somebody else put in your mind, coming through those clouds, clouds is 23 to 5. That's Christ, the 5. But we don't see Christ as being a cloud because it's another image that somebody else put in your head. You didn't put it there. Who put that in your head and why you stuck on stupid with it? See, we can be a grown-ups and we can be an adult, but have you matured? Mature in nature, what nature tells you, everything by its number. Everything has a number. And that's why they don't want you to use the arithmetic. They don't want you to use the geometry. Don't want you to use the music. Don't want you to use astronomy. They want to keep you in the trivium. Grammar. Rhetoric. Oh my goodness, I forgot the other one. Grammar, rhetoric. It'll come to what was that?
Arithmetic.
No, that's once you get to the quadrivium. That's the four that I mentioned: arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, grammar, rhetoric, and logic. Woo! Thank you. That was the third. That's the trivium. Grammar, rhetoric, and logic. Who's logic? Who's grammar? Which is language. And it's rhetoric. Just a lot of nonsense that we keep pushing. That's the lower three chakras. Back to that three again. Which is the connection. Somebody says the devil's in the detail. Devil is 21, which is a 3, just like that beast, the mark of the beast is a 3. But if the devil's in the detail for me, Heavenly Father watching us fall, Heavenly Father is 3. Mother God is 3. Critical thinking is 3. See, this is why the devil is critical thinking, just like Heavenly Father is critical thinking. what now happened. They now took our critical thinking and replaced it with critical race theory.
Yeah. Let me play the closing song, and then we can come back to whatever time
okay.
we have left.
Sounds great.
But let me do this real quick.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it.
Don't do it without me.
Please, Jesus.
Don't do it without me.
I know you got
gotta say it like you mean it. Don't do it. If you wanna be included, anybody wanna be included? I wanna be in the number, Jesus.
Okay, Brother Eddie, we're back. So we don't want anything to be done without us.
That's it. That's it. So, again, family, I know that you got something, because something is a poor. See, so you got something, and just start using it, applying, seeing what it reveals to you, because that's the key. What I get, you'll get differently, which is great. And we can bring both of our parts together and see something even broader than we both saw from the angles we're seeing it from. So that's why it's called BLT, Better Love Together, because that's the main thing that we can talk about in history. And all of the conquering started with divide, divide and conquer. This is how you get into any group. That's why the motto of America is united we stand, divided we fall. And we've been falling because of the division through this occult language of English that we speak has kept us divided. Now it's time for us to come back together, seeing that we're saying the same thing by number, but the words got us at odds, fussing and arguing about different things that we try to bring up and different things we say. So once we start using that, we could see the power of God and Christ behind that reveals these numbers that we speak. So with that, family, we'll close right now in peace.
Well, can I make an announcement? I want y'all to be worried, because this is happening in New York. So be watchful, because it could be coming to a state in a city near you. In New York, they have now said quarantine people will be held after an appellate court. So they're saying if you have any type of, you know, like what they deem as COVID or thing that anybody else can catch, that they can hold you or make you stay in your home. But if you don't stay in your home, then they'll have a place where they will quarantine you at. So we know if it's something that they're going to quarantine you, and you're not going to be in your own home, or they're going to force you to stay in your home, what else will they be doing to you? So I want y'all to be careful, but also be on the watch for that. And think of your own means of how you can protect you and yours, so that you're not off to these camps and whatever they have that's going on in New York.
Great insight, because it's only a rendition or a step from what is called militarily martial law. Once they
right.
start talking about mandatory sending you to facilities because you won't do it. The first martial law, we did it to ourselves when they quarantined us and told us to stay inside, stay in your house. That's a form of martial law. See, psychological.
Yes,
and it's fear. Back to that psychological
yes.
warfare, fear warfare. So these are the things that they use. These are the tactics they use. But If we think about it, what you just said is what they did at the very beginning of coronavirus when they brought it down on staying in your house. You know, what was this other phrase that they had? Shelter in place, that was here. Stay in your home, shelter in place, all of those. You know, it all comes back to martial law.
I was in the hospital without COVID or anything, and they wouldn't even let me leave. Also, please also now have trillions of United States phone records to the White House surveillance program. So that's showing that everything that we're saying on these phones and, you know, whatever means of communication that we have, that they're getting. So be careful what you say and, you know, what you write on these computers and things. Start back passing paper notes if it's something that you don't want repeated. Write it down and hand it to a person.